back. Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, you know, the world is really portrayed by, you know, things that happen on TV. Remember when Barney Miller told us back in the early days about the Council on Foreign Relations when, well, it was just when I was a kid. Thought that was damn funny. Well, you know, something else happened. There's a little show called WKRP in Cincinnati. Damn funny show. Still funny today. Believe it or not, you can go watch it and you still laugh at it. You know, it holds current. Well, in part of this thing called WKRP in Cincinnati, that it just flashed right back into my thoughts, folks, because there's a guy in there named Les Nessman, and he was ahead of the curve last week. There's a big satellite company, speaking of satellites, and we'll go back to the calls, and we've got Susan in Fredericksburg. She's here on the on with us for this hour. But last week, the cracks from the satellite community, as the little boys and little girls, you know, hiding in their Corona home, got a rude awakening that Dish Television wants them to come back to their office. And they go, what? I don't want to go back. You know, if I go back to work, right? You know, I'm working at home, self-distancing or whatever, wearing a mask on my butt. I'm working at home and I'm afraid. And what assurances, they say to Dish, what assurances do we have that we go to work and we get coronavirus and somebody in our house dies? What's our compensation? None, says the HR people. But what kind of guarantees are there? And what if we decide to leave? How are you going to help morale or moral? What are you going to make me happy? How are you going to make me happy? Because I want to be at home until this corona blows over. Well, they're attacking them, and it's quite funny. You know, there's an article here, the Daily Beast. There's and I'll put that in the chat room, Republic of Texas, chattango.com. And there's an article about this, and all going back to work when you're corona fearful. You know, there's lots of them. You should really go take a look at it. It's kind of fascinating. They're putting tape on the floors so they can, you know, you work in this cubicle and you can enter here and walk along the taped lines, just like Les Nessman did when he couldn't get an office in WKRP in Cincinnati. It's fascinating how, what is it, art? Our TV shows, art, movies, art, I don't know. Sorry, art I really wanted to cover that one. I really wanted to cover that story. And after that, let me bring on Susan before we go back to the phone calls. And we'll cover more of why the reason I brought Susan on. Well, it's just kind of fun all the time to bring Susan on. So let's at least get her in and on board and see where she's at. Hi, Susan. Hello.
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
Relative term.
Well, do you remember that episode on WKRP where it was Thanksgiving and they were going to do a promotion, and so they were decided to drop turkeys from a helicopter? And I don't remember, you know, who was in charge of, you know, getting the turkeys, but someone said, I didn't mean frozen turkeys. They had people on
crutches. They actually threw out live turkeys on their head.
It was hilarious.
Yeah, they actually threw out live turkeys, but they didn't know that these turkeys couldn't fly, and they're hitting the ground like sacks of wet.
So they were alive. Okay, so well, that shows how old the show is and how long ago. But they did throw turkeys out of the helicopter.
It's funny because some turkeys can fly and some can't. You know, I've watched them fly away before, you know.
Not domestic turkeys.
Alan?
Not domestic turkeys. They're basically domestic. Like, I mean, haven't you seen pictures of the chickens, you know, that get so heavy that their legs break? You know, they're creating some weird things in some of those food plants.
Yeah, darn hybrid.
Maybe the GMO turkeys don't fly so good.
Hey, we've got some callers that are hanging in there. So before we get on to whatever the hell we go to, before we go down that rabbit trail of whatever, let's grab them. Is that okay?
Sounds good to me.
Okay, good deal. Let's see, Jean in Kentucky.
Hello, folks.
Hello, Jean.
First-time caller,
hi.
Long-time listener. I've called USA Prepares before and Free Talk Live, but never y'all. Well, anyway, I'm talking to you on a landline corded phone. I have a landline phone in every room. My husband's the ex-telephone man. I even have one in the bathroom. I refuse to use Wi-Fi. Everything's hardwired. And has anybody inquired in their county or city if we're going to get a rebate for school taxes or library taxes since they're closed? It sure would be nice.
Oh, yeah. I doubt that we'll have any break in taxes because because our county here is a mold creation of a new health authority to battle the COVID. So if the government grows, do you think your taxes are going to go down?
I think they should. They should all raise hell enough, you know. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what, you're talking about taxation without representation is what you're saying, basically?
Yeah. Has anyone checked out the school? I mean, I don't have any children, you know, in school. I'm past that stage. So are they spending all this money to make it partitions up? They do expect these teenagers to wear a mask. I hope they refuse. Who's going to pay for all this? These smaller class sizes I hear about and all that?
What I've seen, it seems like they're trying to, I guess maybe the homeschooling section of school was starting to get a lot of popularity because even the stupid parents were starting to figure out that their kids were coming out dumber than the lettuce they have in the refrigerator. So a lot of people, I think, started to do homeschooling. And I believe, if nothing else, this is another a method, if nothing else, to take over the homeschooling program. So you will have to follow a definite course of teaching, even in the home. I guess you could still teach them extra, but parents should have been doing that anyway.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of Amish and Mennonites in this community, and they have their own schools.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't talked to them about it that much, but the ones I've met send their kids to the local school in their community, you know.
Let's see what Susan has to say. What do you know, Susan, about the schools right now? Have you heard anything? Any kind of word on the streets? What are they doing?
Well, what I'm hearing is that they're going to open the schools in September in Texas. Masks are going to be required. And I'm just hoping that more parents, I don't think it's going to be more parents because of the population of people that are wearing the mask.
They love their masks. They love their masks.
They love their masks. I think it's going to empower and grow the liberty-minded parent as far as homeschooling. But I'm already hearing, I get the Austin News on my AT&T/DirecTV, and I'm already hearing so-called teachers get on there and saying that they're being evicted because school's not open. Well, I thought these yahoos got paid year-round. And so this one woman saying that she's having to leave her apartment, she's a teacher, can't pay her rent. Austin has coughed up $17 million, to prevent evictions. I'm chasing down a rabbit hole, but I kind of see it. I understand what Alan's saying, but I also see it a little bit different. Yeah, there's going to be public school curriculum for homeschoolers. Well, there already is. K through 12. You can put your kid through this at home, but there's also some really good curriculum that is not, public school. Public school is nothing more than, of course, we all know indoctrination camp. It's just a way to teach conformity, and that's what we've got walking around us right now is people who are conforming to all these mandates and edicts.
Compliance.
Yeah, at least they have a mask with flowers on it. Hey, what else you got?
Well,
there?
Here's the deal. It's not just about property taxes now. We paid property taxes in Dallas when our kids were in private school, and there was no way out of it. There was no way to get it amended or abated because I'm not using your services. You just paid. You paid out the kazoo for the private school, and you paid your property taxes. So this has been going on a lot longer than just now for this COVID period.
Oh yeah, and the excuse for property taxes and the way they socially shame you is like, well, it's for the good of the community that you have to pay. If you don't have children or your children aren't using it, well, still it's for the good of the community, because what happens if we don't have children in school? What if the children can't go to school? Then we've got stupid kids running around. It's like, well, duh, what do we got now? Yeah,
I know, it's a communist term. Good community, woo.
No, the community against themselves. I don't think I've seen anyone step up to take care of my family.
I'm just picking on you. Hang on. Jean, what do you got?
Yeah, my husband is kind of concerned about all this. We live apart, but, we still get along. His friend, Henry, from the 50-something years ago, comes down and sees him at the lake, and spends a day in that. And he wanted Henry to be tested for the COVID crap, because Henry goes to bars. That's his thing. He's a good guy, but he's alcoholic and he doesn't hurt anybody, But he wanted him to drive all the way 10 miles, whatever it is, to get this COVID testing. And I told him, that is ridiculous. I said, did you make Henry and his brother wear a mask when they come down? So finally I got my husband to listen to the 15 minutes with Mark Anderson for Stop the Presses with Tom talking. Finally got my husband to listen to it. I mean, it took some doing, And he went to see our friend from the lake. The husband died, that has a property down there, and she's in the memory care. And he went to see her. He was allowed to see her for 15 minutes, could not touch her, could not hug her. They forced a mask on her. I told my husband, I said, as you left, you should have reached out and hugged that woman and told them to kiss your rear end. You know what I mean? It is plain abuse what they're doing to people in nursing homes and whatever.
Yes. I agree with that.
Damn, criminals.
And her granddaughter keeps putting off getting her a landline because he can't talk to her because nobody plugged in her cell phone.
Yeah. There's going to be a
money
big run on
pay for it.
Wired stuff. Wired technology is the media, the next wave, right? So
that's what she had before
word.
She went in. Yeah.
Well,
but anyway, that's
hey,
mostly what I've got to say. Yeah, and y'all take care.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Appreciate you calling in, really. Let's jump to John. Then we'll get directly on to what's going on with Susan. Hey, John, what do you got? Sorry for holding
How's it going?
So long.
Morning.
Hey, morning. You guys ever heard of Joe Rogan?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he said he's leaving L.A. and moving to Texas. But what he says is when you look at the traffic, when you look at the economic despair, and when you look at the homelessness problem that's accelerated over the last 6, 7, 10 years, he said there's too many people there in L.A. speaking of. But don't y'all have homeless problems over there in Texas also? And shouldn't it be in the mindset when somebody leaves one area that's too crowded and goes to another one? I don't know Joe Rogan, but he's a millionaire because he just signed a new contract with Spotify to put his podcast on there. But let's say he's got a wife and two more kids. Well, wherever he goes, he's just going to he's going to add 4 or 5 people to the population there, and then they're going to make more people later one day.
I don't know. I don't know where to go with that. Yes, I come from California, right? So I come from Joe Rogan land. Don't really know a lot about Joe Rogan, but I will say what's funny is he was in a series called News Radio, which is kind of a lot like WKRP in Cincinnati, and he was damn funny. I got friends around here that like Joe Rogan, and they listen to his podcast, and I don't really know what the guy stands for. It seems like he stands for, I don't know. But you ask Alan, or
he has changed some since his initial entrance on the scene. He has changed his postures and his positions some, like a lot of them. He's there, and he's making good money now, so he's got to go with what brings the bucks in.
Susan, care to go with that swing? You know, Joe Rogan, what do you think about Joe Rogan moving to Texas? What do you think about those people moving to Texas?
I don't care, as long as you don't bring your, citizens, the Republic of California ideals here. We've got enough of them right here in the county between California and New York. I don't know him. I haven't ever listened to his podcast. Come on to Texas, but you better have a Texas frame of mind. The attitude, that's right. And what cracked me up, I just happened to see, because I subscribed to Bleacher Report, I see this article about him, and I'm like, well, I don't even know who he is. But what I found to be funny was his comment, his quote. He was leaving California to come to Texas where he'd have a little more freedom. Well, that speaks volumes.
Yeah. Kind of like voting for the lesser evil, huh? You still get evil.
Yep.
Yeah, and
he's great.
You said it very well there. You said, we wouldn't mind him moving here, except for they move here and they start enacting ordinances and laws and rules and regulations and policy and blah, 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 that makes it turns what they're moving to into what they left. And what the hell do they think is going to happen if they do the same thing here? You know, it's going to happen here.
It makes me wonder, you know, take a look at 254 counties, county governments, county commission of courts. How many of those are full of locals or transplants from out of state? And then you can multiply that, by a lot more with city councils. You know, in Fredericksburg, there are so few people on the city council in Fredericksburg, Texas, that are even from here. And the people just vote them in. It's like, nope, we don't care about our culture. We don't care about our way of life. We don't care about our children or our families. We'll just elect some people from California to come in. But then again, we've got some locals that probably local city council people that need to move to California.
Yeah, because they've got their little positions of power, and they do not want to give that up. They like their little position of power, you know, be it the
head
of the Republican Women's Department or whatever,
famous,
you know. There's
city here, Luckenbach.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's when the whole thing started, was when that damn song came out. Go to Luckenbach, Texas. Up until that point, folks, Luckenbach, Texas was actually, it had a dance hall, a beer shack, and a light bulb in the parking lot, and that was it. Because I was there many times before all that crap happened. And that began the downfall of this whole area when people started flocking into Luckenbach, Texas to hear the country music scene. And then people started saying, wow, you know, Fredericksburg's the nearest closest town. You know, it's a nice, peaceful, quaint little place. You know, nice people, easy to get around in, and, you know, kind of a nice place to retire at. And that's what got the whole ball started.
Well, he's great at stand-up. Maybe I'll see him in Fredericksburg. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, I'm sure he would be there. He will be here if it exists here in the future. Thanks, John. Really appreciate it. Hey, we're getting ready to go to break. And so I don't know how much I want to get into this, except for kind of like talking about where we're going to be going. So here's a good way to do that. Music will work really good, too. So hang on, folks. Give us a few minutes. We'll be right back.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Wondered whatever became of me. I'm living on the air in Cincinnati. Cincinnati, WKRP. Got kind of tired of packing and unpacking.
All right. Up and down the dock. We're back. Republic of Texas Radio, a second hour. Susan Danzler is joining us, and we're kind of talking about masks and stupid stuff and our stupid cities and so forth. And the problem with masks is they're forcing everybody to wear these harmful devices, and they say that they're good, and when I put one on, I'm protecting somebody else. And, you know, quite honestly, folks, I don't want to protect, I don't need to protect you. Your body protects you, but, hey, that's a different argument. The mask. What a pain in the butt. Last week, Susan had an interesting encounter. Now, you know, Susan is on a different position than I am as far as the masks go, and different than everybody's different on how they're dealing with this. And that's why some people put little flowers on their mug and some wear rather stupid things. And it's, you know, becoming of the rage to have a cool mask, but it's really deadly, man. It, at least in my eyes, I don't see a lot of good arguments for it, but that's not what it's about. It's not about real. It's about feel. Okay, that's it. I'm going to shut up. Susan, so what do you want to talk about? Do you want to talk about last week or yesterday? Where do you want to go? Or let's do both.
Well, we can talk about last week. So it was Friday a week ago. Went and ran some errands. I guess I'm a glutton for punishment going anywhere near Fredericksburg on a Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. And so I had to go to Walmart, and that was no problem. Going in without a mask, because I don't wear one. I haven't worn one from the beginning, not going to. Then I stopped off at Natural Grocers, and those folks treat you right. They don't even say anything. They have a table with sanitizers there, should you want some, but they don't force it on you. And then I decided to go stop at the convenience store on the West End that it's called Shortstop. It's been Jack's forever. And so I see two Gillespie County deputies pulling up, and they're going in. And, of course, those that know me know I don't care anything about them. Wish they'd stay away, but at the same time I thought, okay, we've been told by a statement by our county sheriff that they're not going to uphold, enforce is a better word, this mandate because there's no teeth in it. The police are not allowed to stop you, detain you, arrest you, question you about a mask, and of course that's all the things they want to do, so they just decided that they're not going to enforce it. So get in there. There's those two fellows. I'll go to the back to get my preferred bottle of water, and there's not any, so I just go back up and to pay for my fuel. And there's three other customers in there, and this little yahoo, about 5'6", little raver, looks around the cops and says, "Ma'am, you have to wear a mask." And I bent around kind of like he did, and I said, "No, the proper question is, ma'am, are you exempt from the mandate?" And I said, "So you're going against Fredericksburg mandate and the state's mandate, not required to wear a mask." And so the cops kind of look sideways at each other, can't do anything, so they walk out, and I go up there, "Ma'am, I'm not going to, you're supposed to be wearing a mask." I said, "No, I'm exempt from it." He says, "I don't care." So at this point, I'm like, "Okay, I'm going to show you my doctor's note on my phone." I pull it up, turn it around, and he pushes my phone away from me and says, "I don't care. I'm not going to serve you if you don't have on a mask." So I had decided after all the mask bullying going on by employees that the next person to pull this stunt, I was going to file a complaint. As soon as I got home, I went to the ADA website, pulled it up. Easy enough. You can file a complaint right there, give the details, time of date, whatnot, the name of the person, and just hit enter. Then you get a little email saying that we'll be back in touch with you soon. Well, they haven't been, so I'm thinking they were inundated with complaints, but I'm not a complaint kind of person, but I just wanted to test the waters on this. I was curious to see what would happen.
Interesting. So you didn't buy gas there, right?
I didn't, and I never will again, and you can carve that in stone.
Yeah, I totally understand. You know,
I have no idea how much money this family has spent at Jack's in 32 years.
Oh, I totally understand. There's there's two gas stations going in and leaving Fredericksburg. They're actually nowadays called Shortstop. Dun, dun, dun. They changed from being called Jack's, but we all still call them Jack's. And they're just little gas stations, right, that try to play commercials while you're pumping your gas, right? So they try to sell you crap and so forth. And you can buy a $5, Milky Way candy bar or whatever inside there. But they're there, they're convenient, and that's what it is. It's a convenience store, right? But my question to you, Susan, is, now I know that the governor's mandate has no teeth, no authority, and, it's even questionable about the terms of when you must wear a mask, right? But the city's edict, right, didn't it propose fines for the businesses that actually allow people to come into their facilities wearing masks?
It did. And there's fines at the state level, too. But it's all about appeasement. You know, they want to, the government thinks its role is to keep everyone safe. They could care less if you're safe. And so that's one of the problems, is no one, including retailers, have even read the edict from King Abbott, the one with the squishy spine. If they read it, they'll see that if you can maintain 6 feet, you don't even have to wear a mask.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Back, Republic of Texas Radio. You know, this stuff is so stupid. I mean, it's really stupid. And the fact that we're talking about masks so much, the fact that journalists are writing about masks, you know, over at MSN.com, that's the Microsoft network, they're talking about masks, and they're talking about their little masks and how they actually work. Did you know that, according to Microsoft, that if you have a one-layer mask, it's completely useless, but if you have a two-layer mask, it's better, and a three-layer mask is better yet? I might want to say that, Microsoft, maybe you just have a plastic mask and you just seal the damn nose and mouth, and maybe that'll be even better.
Just wrap your head with cellophane. Just grab the plastic wrap with. And wrap it around your head. That'd be the best, right?
We'll call that a Microsoft mask. What do you think, Susan? It's not getting better, right?
Wait a minute. In little bitty droplets, it's getting better. So I went to my least favorite place, H-E-B. We don't have a lot of choices. I'm not going to shop for groceries at Walmart. And I can't get everything that I need for my special diet. I try to make sure we don't consume pesticides and hormones and crap. So I get some food at H-E-B. I get some of it at Natural Grocers. What I found yesterday at H-E-B was interesting. There were so many people walking around with their mask below. below their nose. I even saw two people with it on their chin. And I'm not also not seeing people glare at me or roll their eyes at me, or one lady literally scolded me, and I just reminded her or told her she didn't look anything like my doctor. So there was a $5 mess up at the register. The little girl could not count my cash money. I think it just shocked her cash. And so I stood there for a while. I felt terrible. There was someone behind me, but they were very patient. Anyways, I walk out the door, and I realized this woman had been watching me. And so when I get out the door, she said, "Excuse me, can you tell me how you're able to go in there without a mask?" And, of course, there was a lot I wanted to say. One was flex your liberty, but I didn't want to go in that direction with her as a stranger. I said, she said, "Do you have a doctor's note?" And I said, "Yes, I do, but I don't hardly show it. I think I've shown it twice in all this time." And I said, "But consider this." She goes, "I just can't do it. I have fibromyalgia." Of course, I didn't want to go in a different direction with that. I just rolled with it. And she said, "If I put that mask behind my ears, the straps behind my ears, it hurts so bad it gives me a migraine." And I said, "Consider HIPAA." And HIPAA, you don't have to explain your disability or your medical condition. As you walk into a place, if someone questions you at the door, say, "I'm medically exempt." They cannot ask you why. So what I'm seeing is more and more people slowly, it is extremely slow, like a drip on a sink, come up to me and ask me. And more people are wearing their mask wrong and in defiance, like the people I see wearing it on their chin. Consider that it says you must wear a mask. Well, I know of people that let it hang from their ear. They've got it around their neck. They've got it on their chin. Mm-hmm. Well, see, I'm not going to stoop that low. I'm just not going to wear it, and I never will.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. Yeah, if it works for you. I did use that line, the medically exempt, and I even considered talking to my doctor, right, and saying, "Give me an exemption," right, because these masks, right, it depends on the mask, and the better the mask, the more oxygen it cuts off, and, you know, I guess the better the mask, the more carbon dioxide it forces into your breath so you can rebreathe, you know, stuff.
And how many people wash their washable masks? Or do they just throw them on the floorboard of the car, grab them each time, and they've been wearing them since March?
Yeah. One of the solutions is probably like a lot of the Allen solution, just don't go into town, right? Just don't go. And I've been doing that a lot more, don't go. But like Alan, there are important things in life, like, you know, going to take care of your mom. That's probably incredibly important, and that would force me to do it. And for me, I still have not been forced
to the point. I'm going to have to go in soon, and I can't decide whether I'm just going to wear my mosquito head net over my hat or if I'm going to actually put my my converted jock strap on.
Yeah.
That jock strap, it does help keep your face kind of cool, too, kind of like it does when you're wearing it properly. You know, kind of holds everything in place and keeps it cool.
I wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know either. You know, well, you know, let's just stop this line of discussion. It's supposed to be about masks,
There was a funny story that I read about people in the mall. I don't even remember what big city it was. And it was a group of guys, and they decided to make a point. They went to one of the lingerie shops, I don't even want to give their name because they're so despicable, and bought lacy thongs, and that's what they wore over their face. And they were literally told to leave the store, that they were not allowed to wear a thong on their face.
Why? Well, in our paper here, it says any face covering will do. In our paper here, it says, you know, use a handkerchief, use this, use any piece of cloth, you know, just put something across your face. It doesn't say use an N95 or a Russian gas mask with a, you know, 40-millimeter filter on it or anything else.
No, we don't care about your health. We just want you to conform.
Mm-hmm. Just comply.
Yeah, but that ain't necessarily true. They got lewd and decency, you know, clauses, and they'd say that they could throw you in jail for, like, life, maybe, for putting underwear on.
What about all the women who turned their old bras into masks? You know, they said that's just fine. Aren't those women entrepreneurial? Aren't they just forward-thinking? You know, I doubt that they'd say that about me wearing my jock strap.
Well, I saw a lady yesterday that had a custom... a custom-made mask, and it matched her dress. And I'm like, I have so much things to do with my time than color coordinate a mask. It's absurd.
It is, and they're investing in their future, a future that is, going to have a lot of masks in it, because at this point they're pretending that they want to live in a world. You know, and maybe they're not pretending. Maybe they actually believe it, right? You know, they probably do.
Well, can you imagine? I mean, I've got a really tall dresser, and I've got an armoire, and I've got a closet. Can you imagine? And they're full. All of them are full. I cannot imagine sacrificing one of my dresser drawers for my mask collection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I won't do that either. I have been contemplating a modification. I told you a little bit about this, Susan, and maybe I talked to Alan. I'm not too sure. So I'm of the class that I'm going to pretend to be overkilling it, right? So in the mask world, you've got the basic one, I'm protecting you, and they strap on a little bit of cloth and say, I'm protecting you. I feel like I'm doing something. Then you got the people with the N95 saying you don't even understand a mask, and then they walk around the store. And then you've got the people that understand, well, you know, the N95 masks actually have some harmful side effects by decreasing the amount of oxygen that you take in every breath and trapping, you know, stuff inside of the mask, right? And they all trap stuff inside of the mask. That's why you should not wear a mask. I'm sorry. It's hard not to wear a mask. Susan just talked about it. Now, with me, I'm doing it, right? I'm going to put on that damn thing. I had it 2 weeks ago, went through that battle in my head, and it was a horrible battle where I decided. Now I do an N95 with what I call the spew valve, and the spew valve is, you know, on the side of the mask, they have a little diaphragm, and it allows you to exhale and not inhale. So when you're inhaling with the N95 mask, it allegedly is taking all the stuff, you know, from the outside world and straining it through the membrane that they got in there. And then when you breathe out, the spew valve opens and your breath goes out, and it works pretty good. But I pull the spew valve out so I can just breathe directly and nobody can tell that I have a big old hole in the front of my mask. And you can breathe pretty decently.
My question is this. Did you wear a mask during the 2019-2020 flu outbreak in Texas more lives than COVID?
I sure didn't. Yeah, see,
well, there you go.
I know. It's no different than last year, except they are sitting there having this, the city council has put out an edict saying that everybody must. The city, the governor, Roly-Poly, put out an edict, right? So Roly-Poly put out an edict saying everybody must, right? And all these fruitcakes walking around stare at you like you're a damn psychopath because you want to go into the store and grab some kind of groceries, right?
I get it. I'm just putting food for thought out there. I pulled up to an intersection on Main Street, Uh-huh. And I don't mean to be rude, but I do mean to make a point. There's a couple. Each one of them weighed probably between 350 and 400 pounds. And they had on masks in open air. And I could not help but take a picture. I wasn't going to do anything with it. I did share it with my best friend. When I did, I said, obviously, these two people are worried and concerned about their health.
I know, but they don't pay any attention to it, right? You know, they just...
Also,
I
haven't heard Fauci. If Fauci came out now and said what he said in, what was it, 2004, 2005, about how the masks are useless against particulate matter that small?
Well, it's pretty obvious when he shows up at a Nationals baseball game to throw out the first pitch that went somewhere besides the home plate, and he spotted pitchers all over the net with him sitting with two people, all three of them together. They didn't even social distance themselves. Of course, there wasn't any fans there.
Besides them.
He had his mask off, and at one point she had her mask hanging from her finger.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, well, it's not real. It's kind of like, Susan, you know, a lot of people, and we were talking about those overweight people that you saw in a car wearing masks. Somebody probably told them that diet soda is good for you because of what? Because it doesn't have any calories. You can drink it as much as you want. It's empty of calories, right? You know, they tell everybody everything, and they only look into it as far as the experts go, right? So aren't we talking about Darwinism again?
You use these fancy words, and I say, aren't we just dealing with stupidity?
You're better at the vocabulary than I am.
No. I'm better at just shooting straight. I mean, come on. Okay. If you're pushing 350 to 400 pounds, the last thing you need to worry about, well, maybe I'm wrong. Their immune system is so whacked out that maybe they do need to be wearing a mask. But the point is they were standing on a street corner, open, fresh air, wearing a mask on their rotund selves.
It almost reminds me of trick or treating, Susan. If you drive down Main Street, you'll see the people running their chin in their mask, or you know they got it around their neck or something like that. And then you know you see the open air seating establishments where you have a bunch of normal people. They don't even have masks, right? They're sitting right next to them, 16 inches.
The traffic was bad
enough
yesterday that it was like a snail's pace. And I was able to see a group of people sitting on the sidewalk and having some sort of drinks, and they were sitting on a bench. And I kid you not that every single time this woman wanted to take a sip of her drink, she lowered her mask, took her sip, and then raised it back up again.
It's torturous. It really is.
Well, she doesn't have one of the trendy clamshell masks where you reach up and you pinch this little clip and it opens in the middle so you can shove your food in or whatever and then let go and it closes back down. That would have been real trendy.
That would have been hilarious. You know, it's been, you know, one of the most difficult parts, being non-mask wearing shamed, if that makes sense, is keeping your mouth shut.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I did go to HEB yesterday, and, you know, you got the little dudes that run around and they pick up the carts, shopping carts. And I put my purse in the cart without even disinfecting it, and I'll lock it in with the child seat belt. And so I'm standing there doing this to the side. I don't block anybody's way. And the little dude, the cart getter dude, says, ma'am, do you need a mask? And I turned and I looked at him, and it was like the straw, literally the straw. I said, hey, are you qualified to make medical suggestions? And he just, you could see his shoulders slump. He shot his eyes away from me. He was so embarrassed, and I just rolled right on in.
Yeah, so, and unfortunately, you know, that's corporate policy.
At some point, when do we start calling these people out and saying, you are making medical suggestions? Are you qualified? Do you have a license to practice medicine?
And unfortunately, that was the corporate policy that demands him to do that. Unlike the little guy when I was going into the post office, you know, just out of the blue, he comes up and he starts pointing it at his face, you know, and I said, yes, that's a very nice mask. And he goes, no, you must wear a mask. And I said, screw you. And I tried to walk in, and then he damn near jumped in front of me, you know, and it's my life. And I said, well, why aren't you at home cowering in a puddle of piss then, you know? He's out roaming around thinking he's safe because he's got this fancy little, you know, designer mask on. And he had no reason to say that to me. Corporate policy wasn't demanding he said so. He was one of those little California people that are moving here that are telling us, the rest of us, how we have to live. We have to live like we're in California. You know, and that just set me off.
Power-tripping tiny tyrants.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, they all don't believe it. You know that, right? You know, at home or in private venue, they take the mask off. They don't even nose it. They don't chin it. Hang on, folks. We'll be right back. Republic of Texas Radio. When it does, I know.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, that's it, folks. Another show down the tubes or up tubes or whatever they're doing with tubes. Let's go to Susan, get some final thoughts before we wrap this thing up, and we'll move on with our day. Susan.
Yeah, one thing that I've been seeing is the maskers. You know, there's maskers and non-maskers. I think to some extent, beyond the, you've got to keep us safe, I see this mentality and this reaction of people, I think, being jealous that you're brave enough to stand on your own 2 feet, exercise and flex your liberty and not wear a mask. And I think they're jealous of that.
It could be, you know, I have a deep respect when I see a person in the store without a mask, you know, even though I'm running incognito. I really want to stop them and say, hey, I love you, man. You do your greatest thing since sliced bread, but at this point, I'm barely even surviving in the time of Corona too, and to throw that on me,
Susan, I was just over in your neck of the woods. I had to go over to Harper the other day, and you know, when I passed by Duana's, the convenience store over there, I saw all kinds of boys walking in there with cowboy hats and stuff on, and I didn't see a one of them with a mask on.
No,
I felt like stopping and just going in and talking with them.
No, they don't wear them at the Family Dollar. They don't wear them up at Headwater Saloon. Ever since we moved here, people have made fun of the folks in Harper, and I'm wanting them to eat their words. We act pretty normal over here.
Yeah. Well, out where we're at, you know, in the county, we act kind of normal, too. There's a big gas station right down the road from where I'm at, and all the tourists come in over there, and they're showing off their fancy masks, and they freak out that the everyday average people are just walking in without their mask, and that would be me, and others, too, because it's a local stop. You know, these gas stations, you get your last thing right before going out into the county to get some food or something to drink or some gas.
And some wine.
Don't respect that. Or, well, really, buy wine at a gas station only if you're a tourist. You know, we get our wine over at the local Walmart in a box. That's what we're
I'm just
all
talking
about
wine country out there. Yeah, Stagecoach is in the middle of wine country.
The tourists wine a lot. The governments wine a lot. You know, city council wines a lot. And we do sell wine. Maybe that's why. I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do. Next week is going to be an interesting one. I was trying to get your guys' field, Alan and Susan, as to what's coming next. Are we going to be still dealing with masks? Hell, the Fredericksburg City Council wants to get a SWAT team to beat up people that don't have masks or something like that. I don't know all the details. But new department. Yay! For your city, new department, Department of Masks. We're going to tell you what for. Put plastic around your face, for Christ's sake. You can't say that. That's kind of like mean. You know, you shouldn't be taking the Lord's name in vain. But a lot of the maskers should put plastic around their face. That's mean, Steve. Bye, guys.
Care out there,
folks. Say goodbye.
Bye, y'all. Have a good week.
Alex. Okay, we're done.
Connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl. The tree of life is us, my friends.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.